Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. Pay no attention to that bird talking in the background. If this is the first time you're listening, thank you. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 086 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on Sunday night, August 19th, and brought to you by Rapture Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing levels and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time and keep Sealy Boy from chirping too much. He's a happy bird, so if you hear him, my apologies. I do not have a sterile recording environment. How was your week? Mine was more than okay. The new addition arrived on Thursday. No, I have not yet changed her strings because she strung with decent rather than the usual deplorable strings one ordinarily gets on a new axe. DRs are inevitable, so in a few weeks I'll put them on. As I record, I am nearly shivering. We've had an excellent break in the last couple of days. The heat has gone. And when we got up this morning, it was about 57 degrees. It felt like an autumn day. The rest of the day was also lovely. And now that the sun has been down for a while, it's downright chilly. I'm going to be sipping tea in between these segments. Three students had their telltale second lessons this week, and I was extremely pleased. One has made it into the student spotlight this week. The question of the week came in by email and is about cables. News is about three beautiful new colors for the Les Paul Standard, and the take note topic this week is which way to turn. Don't forget the two important Les Paul things. First, do not go to the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey to see the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit. It's closed until September, but definitely plan to see it if you're going to be in this general New York metro area when it reopens in September or thereafter. Do pre-order Thank You Les. The guitarists amassed for this more than fitting tribute CD and documentary are just phenomenal to hear. You're going to like it. After a brief word from my sponsor, Rapture Picks USA, we're going to move on to this week's Student Spotlight. Here are four descriptions of genuine Rapture R-Series guitar picks with which I wholeheartedly agree. Tools for the creative. From the moment you pick up the Rapture R-Series, it's obvious a great deal of thought has gone into its design, and from the second you touch a string, you can both feel and hear the difference between a Rapture and other picks you've tried. Beautiful and tactile. Genuine R-Series Raptors have three carefully sculpted picking tips. They've been created using the same sophisticated design and modeling techniques employed to produce Formula One racing cars, and the result of this design effort means they've been able to take the humble pick to a completely new level of performance. Absolutely amazing! Each picking tip forms complex curves designed to glide effortlessly over your guitar strings. Raptors produce clean tones with almost imperceptible attack that range from that of the brightest, thinnest pick through to the warm, rich tones normally associated with much thicker picks. The pursuit of excellence. All genuine R-Series Raptor picks are subject to a very strict quality control procedure. Each R-Series plectrum is precision molded from high-grade acrylic, then individually printed and inspected to ensure it meets their high standards prior to leaving their UK-based factory. Genuine Rapture R-Series guitar picks are available at RaptorPicksUSA.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor Picks are a registered design, all rights owned by Black Carbon. In the warm glow of the student spotlight is new student Mike. Mike is that hard-to-fit-with-a-guitar adult student I mentioned last week. Well, I was terribly impressed with his second lesson last Wednesday. He practiced, assimilated the material I gave him, and performed extraordinarily well. Dude, if last week was indicative of what you will be able to accomplish on a weekly basis, I see monster written all over you. Students who are less busy than Mike and who are playing longer than 2 weeks, please take notice that you're without excuse. Mike has a wife and four beautiful young children. He commutes to Manhattan for work and he works long hours. He still found time to practice and excel. I love it. I think we'll be hearing about Mike in the student spotlight frequently. No pressure, dude, but let's see. Now let's move along to this week's question of the week. This week's question came in by email from Jeff. He wrote, I know you're not selling cables, so what's up? Is there really a difference between a $10 cable and one that costs $40? Thanks for your question, Jeff. I'll be sending you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick probably tomorrow. The most succinct answer I can give you is yes. Perhaps your question should have read, is there really a difference between a $10 cable and one that costs $150? Because you can actually find cables that cost that much. First, you need to select the cable that will hold up to the kind of use you will be subjecting it to. If you play out frequently and trample your cables on stage, you might want to consider one of heavy PVC or braided with a braided jacket that offers more protection for the conductors, and steer clear of cables with sticky vinyl jackets that dirt and grime cling to. You should also know that cables with solid wire conductors typically cost more and may not take being repeatedly coiled and uncoiled when you wrap them up to pack up your gear. They may not hold up as well as a cable with stranded conductors. Most instrument cables are protected from radio frequency interference, which, if you read their specs, is just called RF, by braided copper or spiral-wrapped shielding. Braided shielding is highly effective, upwards of 95% in some cables, while spiral, or what they call served, like served a drink, S-E-R-V-E-D, shielding, which comprises a layer of copper strands wound in one direction around the insulated conductor, is much less costly and better able to tolerate flexing, and in some cases, capable of 100% coverage. Regarding the connectors themselves, now this is the real detail stuff, and then I'm going to talk about cables a little bit more. Regarding the connectors, manufacturers have done a lot to make plug designs that keep the connections from being stressed as the cable is used and maybe even abused. Be aware that the Achilles heel of any cable is where the wires attach to the plug, and no matter how much you pay for a cable, you might as well face the fact that it's a matter of time and when, not if, your cable will eventually fail. It happens. You know, I mean, a really crummy cable's going to fail very frequently. A good cable's going to fail less. Despite that, taking reasonable care of a quality cord, using Velcro cable ties, avoiding knots, not rolling speaker cables over it, etc., if you perform, can extend its life to well over 10 years or more. So just because a cable's going to fail doesn't mean you're going to be buying one every 3 weeks. You know, you can take care of it. I don't know any other way to say it. Basically speaking, cable capacitance is a measure of the ability of a cable to store an electrical charge. In other words, its capacity, that's why it's called capacitance, which in turn affects how efficiently the cable transmits high frequencies. The net result of this phenomenon is that any cable essentially works like a secondary tone control across your pickups. All cables, including shielded guitar cables, generate capacitance. Capacitance in cables is typically measured in something called picofarads per foot, and you'll see an abbreviation that'll be a lowercase pf slash ft. And the lower the capacitance of the cable, the better it will be at passing highs coming from your guitar. Okay, so you're looking for this low capacitance. So is that the end of the story? Should you just buy the lowest capacitance cable you can find, no matter what the price is? Not necessarily. There's more. Cable capacitance is only part of the equation, and its effect is influenced by the input impedance of the amp or effect your guitar is driving. The higher the input impedance, the more you may notice the effect, as well as the output impedance of your guitar. The lower the output impedance, the less you may notice the effect. Generally, if your guitar has active pickups, you can probably be less concerned with capacitance than a player who uses a guitar with passive pickups. Okay, so that helps. Capacitance is best thought of as an ingredient in the je ne sais quoi of guitar tone. So if you're a jazz player who likes a darker sound or a rock player who just wants more buttery distortion, then you may actually want to use a cable that has a higher capacitance rating. Okay, so that's just some of the technical stuff you need to keep in mind. What about this price disparity? Well, there's no doubt that different materials cost different prices, but that alone doesn't count for a $140 spread. I mean, they're just cables with ends that go into your guitars and amps, right? Not really. There's a lot of technology that are built into these more modern cables. The first thing I want to say to you is, if you're buying a cable for an acoustic electric guitar, make sure the cable you buy is made for an acoustic guitar. There's a Monster acoustic cable, and there's also the Taylor V cable that are both very good. The Taylor V cable has a built-in master volume control. That's why it's called a V cable, you know, volume. And it's great for guitars that don't have a tone and volume knob in optimum locations or if they're missing entirely. The Taylor V cable prices out between $62 and $74, depending on where you get it. You can probably even find it at a little bit better deal. There's a limited lifetime warranty on these cables, and I do not own any. However, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you I have seen some reviews that stated that the cables broke frequently. I don't know if it's true or just a competitor of Taylor's posting some bilge. Taylor quality is usually quite high, so check this out further if you think you're in the market for this particular cable. A kingpin among cables is Mogami. Virtually, and I mean virtually, every major recording facility in the entire world is wired with Mogami cables. Mogami is famous for unmatched accuracy, extremely low noise, and remarkable flexibility. Top engineers rave about the amazing clarity and silent background they get with Mogami cables, which you can tell I don't use for my mic because there's always noise behind my mic that is not noise that's in the environment. If accuracy and reproduction is your goal, Mogami Gold is the audio cable for you. Their top-end price can be as high as $150. They have a lifetime warranty. If you ask working guitarists what cable they like, many will say DiMarzio. It only makes sense that a company known for making top-notch pickups extends their product line to cables. Their generically named instrument cable is anything but generic. With a combination of braided shield and carbon jacket, this cable boasts noise-free operation when you are moving around, which is a silver bullet if you're somewhat animated when you perform. Their low capacitance design translates into low signal loss for better fidelity. The use of Switchcraft connectors is a smart partnership that ensures the best product possible. Something to note, when a company makes no secret of their lifetime warranty, you can know that they have a 100% confidence in their products, which means that you can too. These workhorse cables, which are no strangers to the rigors of performance, can be purchased for around $30, depending on their length. So a $30 cable with a lifetime warranty and very good reviews sounds pretty good. Monster cables, whether the Pro 1000 style, the jazz cable, the acoustic instrument cable, the bass, or the rock cable, they all offer crystalline highs and big, full-bodied responses that make it a great choice for any application where you want to be able to hear every single thing your guitar has to offer. The Pro 1000 weighs in at nearly 2 pounds, but if hi-fi sounds are what you're after, the Studio Pro 1000 delivers the goods. Monsters are also one of those cables that carry a lifetime warranty. Monster cables range in price from anywhere around $28 to $130, depending on purpose and use and length. I know I've just mentioned a few cables, but to Jeff's point, they have different prices. You can also go to your local big box instrument store and probably find a cable for $10 or $15. If you need a cable for your 9-year-old's practice amp, maybe a $10 cable is all you need. I've given you a little info about the cables I like or know about. Do your own research. I know it's just a cable and it just looks like something very innocuous, but make sure your cable is made for the purpose for which you intend it. And don't get a rock cable if you're playing on an acoustic guitar and vice versa. Look into, if you have something, if you really like the low buttery lows and don't care so much for highs, re-examine capacitance and see what it is you need a cable to do for you. If you want all around great sound, then check that out. Jeff, I hope this has been a little bit of a help. Personally, I'm in the camp of getting something of reasonable quality, perhaps not $150 worth, but more like somewhere between $35 and $65 with a lifetime warranty rather than a hit-or-miss $10 unknown that you might have to replace every month or every 3 months. And usually when that happens, you know, Murphy's Law is on the scene, and it's always when you really just can't have it break. So the other idea would be to buy two of the cheap ones, so you've always got a backup, and when you go to your secondary, get another one. Not my style, but you might want to do that. So please remember, if you have a question that you'd like me to address in this podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there's no tutor in the email address, and it is spelled guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will gladly send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, here's this week's news. In the news this week is Epiphone Les Paul Standards, now available in 3 new colors. The Les Paul Standard is the king of solid body electric guitars, and now Epiphone brings you Les Paul's best invention in 3 new exclusive color finishes: metallic gold, Pelham blue, and cardinal red. The Epiphone Les Paul Standard model combines the classic features and tone of Les's original with legendary Epiphone quality and value, and in beautiful color finishes that he could have only dreamed of. I don't know. I heard Les had a particular view about guitar colors. I think I've mentioned it before, and I'll mention it at some other time in the future. Like all Les Pauls, the Epiphone Les Paul Standard features a 14-degree headstock that gives you more pressure at the nut for long sustain with less tuning hang-ups caused by string tree gadgets. A pair of Alnico Classic Humbucker pickups deliver a vintage vibe with rich, warm tone for that coveted Les Paul sound. The Epiphone Les Paul Standard features Epiphone's legendary rock-solid hardware, including nickel lock tone, tunematic bridge, and a stop bar fully adjustable tailpiece, still a classic after 50 years. And now Epiphone's updated, patent-pending design auto-locks the bridge and tailpiece in place with no tools needed. This also results in much improved sustain. Like every Epiphone, the Epiphone Les Paul Standard features a limited lifetime warranty backed by world-famous 24/7, 365-day Gibson customer service. What's your favorite color? Metallic gold, cardinal red, or Pelham blue? I'm a red girl, you know that already. So these are beautiful guitars, and you know that if it's an Epiphone Les Paul, it's going to be something affordable. I didn't check the price point on this. I would imagine that it is in the same general range as the other Les Paul Epiphone standards. It's a great guitar for the money, and you know how I feel about Les Paul. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Notes segment. Take note topic this week is which way to turn. I'm not looking for counseling or advice. I'm talking about your tuners. Wow! In the past couple of weeks, I have seen strings on guitars, which were not put on by me, I want to add, that are wrapped in random directions. I don't know, did the pod people or the body snatchers land? I don't mean I've just seen it once, I've seen it a few times in a week. Yeah, there isn't much art to changing guitar strings, but there is a correct direction in which to wrap a string around the post. My goodness! If you have played for any length of time, you may have had this happen to you. You pick up someone else's guitar. Naturally, it's out of tune, and you've got to tune it up. And it takes your brain a few seconds to reason why, when you rotate the tuning key and expect the sound of the string to go lower, the pitch rises. It's like a mental disconnect. If you tune a few times every single time you play your guitar, and you play your guitar daily or very frequently, you know how habitual and instinctive twisting a tuning key becomes. And strings wrapped in the opposite way, they can just make your head explode. I don't even know what else to say. Your brain knows what to do, but the muscle memory fights it all the way. If you're a novice guitar string changer, please do yourself a favor and take note of, or for that matter, take a physical picture of, how the strings are on your guitar and in what direction they're wound on their respective posts. I'm going to include photos on the show notes page of guitar headstock with strings going in the traditional correct direction. Now, this is not to stifle you free spirits, but you're just going to tune more accurately when you have a consistent direction in which to turn your keys to get a sound higher or lower. It just makes perfect sense. It's not efficient to do it randomly, and it's really bad for a trained guitarist or a knowledgeable guitarist or an experienced guitarist who's going to have to possibly pick up your guitar and play it someday. I mean, this could be enemy torture to have somebody's guitar with their tuners wound the wrong way. It just makes me wild, as you might be able to infer from my tone of voice. There are also, besides the photos I'm going to put up in the show notes, there are also YouTube videos, written diagrams, and descriptions online. And your guitar playing friends or instructor can and should be able to help you with this as well. Please don't make people's heads explode. Wrap your strings the correct direction on their posts. once you've tuned enough times, you'll freak too when you have to rotate a key in the opposite direction to get your desired pitch. That wraps up this week's segments of episode 086. Following a short word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we're going to move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Once in a great while, something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R-Series guitar pick is just such a creation. In the last issue of Total Guitar, which is Europe's best-selling guitar magazine, issue 231, there's a great review of Raptor picks. Here's what it says. Raptor picks, with the subtitle Jurassic pick. It has 4 stars, and this is what they've written. Why buy one pick when you can have 3? The first 2 points of the finely engineered Raptor pick play much like a standard plectrum, with varying degrees of attack and articulation. The third is best described as a fat, rounded hook, which when played gently takes away a lot of your attack for a very smooth, jazz-like, clean sound. You can also employ the hook to pop your strings or hit out a wicked pinched harmonic. The pick plays very naturally and has the potential to introduce a whole range of new sounds to your playing. Great stuff. Thanks to Total Guitar for their unsolicited endorsement of Raptor R-Series picks. Why don't you experience it for yourself and get the Raptor Edge? Seasoned Pro, this pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate Recreational Guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Rank beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of 4 or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. My new acquisition is great. She will have new DRs on in a few weeks. Pre-order your copy of Thank You Less. Congrats to Mike. Excellent work, dude. Cables can cost anywhere from $10 to $150. Check out their intended purpose and determine how much a warranty and other factors are worth to you. Then purchase. 3 new colors of the Les Paul Standard are all nice. Which is your favorite? Mine is Cardinal Red, hands down. For heaven's sake, wrap your strings correctly around the posts of your tuners. Keep your guitar humidified and out of the extremes of temperature, or you're going to be sorry. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 086 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com. And that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I'll be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I am not a tweeting maniac, but I tweet to update those who are following me with my guitar-y endeavors, and retweet what I read that I think is interesting or that you need to know. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and/or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you are a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice. Have a great week. Try the amazing Raptor Pick if you haven't yet. And until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.